From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Democrats in Congress are calling on U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions to recuse himself from an investigation into Russian interference with the November presidential election, or to resign after learning that Sessions met last year with Russian ambassador to the United States. In a statement on Wednesday night, Sessions said, in his words, "I never met with any Russian officials to discuss issues of the campaign. I have no idea what this allegation is about. It is false." End of the quotation. Sessions, a supporter of Trump during the presidential campaign, did not disclose his communications with Russia during his confirmation hearing in January, as you hear in this exchange with Senator Al Franken.
"And if there is any evidence that anyone affiliated with the Trump campaign communicated with the Russian government in the course of this campaign, what will you do?"
Senator Franken, I'm not aware of any of those activities. I have been called a surrogate at a time or two in that campaign, and I did not have communications with the Russians, and I'm unable to comment on it.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation, which is part of the Justice Department, is investigating Russian activities aimed at disrupting the U.S. election and any possible links between the Trump campaign and the government of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Two congressional committees are conducting separate investigations. You may also recall that Trump's former National Security Advisor, Mike Flynn, resigned after it was revealed he had contacts with the Russian ambassador. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Talks on Syria's future are set to resume Thursday in Geneva with United Nations Syrian envoy Stephane de Mistura. On Wednesday, opposition leaders met with Russia's deputy foreign minister. De Mistura also met with various opposition groups.
"We had a very in-depth discussion. I think we had the opportunity to go deeply in all the items of the agenda, and that, I think, has been quite useful."
The opposition says political transition, specifically the fate of President Assad, should be added to the discussions. UN Security Council diplomats have departed on a mission to the Lake Chad Basin in West Africa to see firsthand the security challenges and dire humanitarian situation. From the United Nations, VOA's Margaret Shear has more on the story.
Since Boko Haram launched its insurgency to create an Islamic State in northeastern Nigeria in 2009, it has caused severe humanitarian suffering that has spread to neighboring countries in the Lake Chad Basin. The United Nations says more than 2 million people have been forcibly displaced from northeastern Nigeria since the height of the violence in 2014, and nearly 190,000 have become refugees in Cameroon, Niger, and Chad. While in Cameroon and Nigeria, council members also will visit camps for the displaced. In each of the four countries, they will meet with senior government officials, local leaders, and members of civil society. In Chad's capital, N'Djamena, the envoys will visit the headquarters of the multinational joint task force that is combating Boko Haram. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
United Nations agencies are wrapping up aid delivery to tens of thousands of Syrians stranded in a harsh desert stuck between civil war and Jordan's sealed border. A World Food Program spokeswoman says getting aid to those in need has been challenging.
The shortfall is basically attributed to the challenges, mainly the crowd control issues. There were some security threats as well, where we had to evacuate and couldn't continue with the distribution. Also, the weather conditions have been really bad. There's been snow, there's been rainfall. So all that hampered the delivery, and staff had to, like the contractors, had to evacuate and not.
Jordanian contractors deliver the aid under the Jordanian Army escort. UN aid workers remain on Jordanian soil. Tribal leaders help organize the aid pickup by the displaced Syrians. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.